Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo.
Hey, Toledo! Toledo!
Well, there you go.
Ohio! Ohio's in the building. Can't believe I'm the only guy that work at a station from Ohio that's loyal to where I'm from.
To be honest, how much of your evaluation of Quinyon Mitchell is because he's a fellow Ohio guy?
Yeah, that's a lot of
it. That's a lot of it. Yeah, at least you're being honest. And a small school guy.
Yeah, and I can tell you probably Ike has been home way more many times than I have.
Ooh!
Well, that's on you. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. A lot to react to. The Sixers win last night. And what a night it was for Joel Embiid, 50 points. Again, I'm telling you, I was ready to come in here and destroy him this morning. If he got thrown out of a Game 3 down 0-2, I was going to destroy him. Like, that would be the biggest loser thing of all time. But he didn't, luckily. And he bounced back, got his composure, 50 points.
50!
And then, of course, Quinyon Mitchell at number 22. I love that how he didn't trade up, didn't waste an asset. We have two picks tonight because how, and two picks relatively high tonight because how he didn't panic. He sat there, waited. And he got a guy that a lot of people thought he would have had to trade up for. Like it, love it. Where are you on the pick here? Can we hear from Howie Roseman? He was asked why this is going to work. Because let's be real. Howie's track record of drafting corners, not exactly sterling. Why is this pick going to work? Here's Howie Roseman last night after the draft.
There's overconfidence in the draft for sure. You know, 4 out of every 10 first-round picks don't make it. I understand, you know, our success rate at the bottom half of the first round hasn't been as good as earlier in the first round. And so, you know, we just rely on our process. We rely on who the particular player is. In this case, we think we have an extremely talented, hardworking outside corner. So he's got all the tools in his body, the right mentality. We felt like we had really good information. Coach did an unbelievable job because of his connections at Toledo, really kind of relaying those thoughts and, you know, us having the same conversations with the coaches. He really had a great process. And when you think about kind of his, he had a chance to transfer out of Toledo last year. He stayed there. He came back. He got better. He went to the Senior Bowl. He really checked the whole offseason process boxes one by one off, which is important, you know. And obviously he's got a lot to prove as a small school player. The MAC is not the National Football League. We understand that. We've had tremendous success with big schools. So, to take a player like this from the MAC, he has to be special. And we think this is a special person.
Well, that last part is going to stand out for a long time. Howie thinks that he's special, special person, special player. Hugh, do you think I think most people think he can transition, right, from the MAC to the NFL. It's not like the Eagles took a player last night people said was a third-round pick. People thought he was a first-round pick. Do you think it will take him a little while to start because he's coming from
a little bit. It all depends on what they're expecting from him. I'm pretty sure that, you know, going into training camp, they're probably going to work him into the first team stuff. You know, let him do one-on-ones against AJ and Devontae Smith and just see how he fares. I think the biggest thing, and this is speaking from my perspective, is I had to catch up with two things, the speed of the game and the process of learning the defense. Because you get a lot thrown at you in a short period of time. And it's on you to go out there and be able to remember all these defenses that are being called and remember what your assignment is on each and every one of them. So it'll probably be that. I don't think that'll probably be the biggest hurdle for him. It's just the speed of the game and being able to identify, you know, what routes are being ran and things of that nature. Because, like, it's some pretty good route runners in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Some pretty good route runners, and they do a great job of disguising different routes and everything like that. Here's the thing, though. With good coaching, you should be able to do a pretty good job of identifying certain things. Route tree hasn't changed in forever. It's the same route tree you ran in college. It never changes and stuff like that. So that's probably one of the biggest things that he's going to have to get past is the speed of the game.
Yeah, I want him to play right away. I mean, I
think he will.
Yeah, if you tell me right now, Joe, you got to line up the corners week one, and I don't know if he's ready, but I hope he will be. I want him on the field. I mean, Slay him, and then we'll figure out the slot. Like, I want him out there in week one. Hopefully he's going to be ready for it. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear from Lewis Riddick what he thought of Quinyon Mitchell during draft coverage last night. What's up, Joe, in the Northeast? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, we're good. Yesterday was a good day.
Joe, I was trying to get on there but when Joe DeCamera was on there to wish him a happy birthday and then to rip him, Joe, I might have to rip you, too. I know you was busy working in reference to the Eagles, but when you have a press pass, you can go to the game, and Joe says, oh, well, he wanted to watch the draft at all. They have TVs down at the Wells Fargo, and then they're ripping people. Those people are complaining. It was a disgrace that the season ticket holders sold their tickets.
The Knicks fans, first of all, happy birthday to Cameron if he's listening on his way home.
Happy birthday,
to Cameron's birthday. I had a cake for him this morning down at Borgata. As far as the Knicks fans in the building last night. Joe, it was unbelievable. When I was watching the first quarter, and when the Knicks, because the Knicks had a pretty good first quarter, when they hit a three, the whole section behind the basket erupted. I was like, am I watching a game in New York? It's crazy how many were down here.
Yeah. Before game three, Joe, number zero, number seven, and number 21, they played their butts off, okay? And they got robbed in game two. So you think they're coming home here in game three, our crowd's there, and those fans did that. I looked on the secondary market. I'm not real affluent, okay, but I'm behind this city. You know, Cataldi asked me one time. I went out to the playoff game in New Orleans, and that was when the ball went through.
Alshon's hands, Jeffrey.
Lattimore, okay, and he asked me, well, why did you go out there? I said, I owe it to them. I said, they play for the city of Philadelphia, okay? And you, just like I told you a number of months ago, I drove 13 hours to St. Louis to see you and your team play the Rams out there.
Mm-hmm. And, he supported you in St. Louis,
and I appreciate that.
And I spent over $14,000 to take seven people out to Jacksonville and put me in debt for a number of years. So I put my money up where my mouth is, okay?
I
said, it was a disgrace that those fans – now, what's going to happen on Sunday? You know, we owed it to them to be out there for them. And like I said, it was a disgrace.
I agree. Joe, what did you think of the pick last night? Tell us what you think of Quinyon.
You know, the fact that we got our other second-round picks available,
mm-hmm.
I was telling Kyle that there's a Mike Sandcrystal from Michigan. Inside corner. They think he might go in the third round, but you got to watch with Harbaugh now being with the Chargers when he would try to get him. But the guy was a former receiver with Michigan, so he's got hands. He had six interceptions. He runs a 4.44 40. The knock they put on him, I was reading about him, that he has 30-inch arms.
Yeah, no, well, Joe, he's a good player. My guess is, and Joe, always a good phone call. I'm glad you were ripping the fans that sold their tickets.
Holding everybody accountable.
Everyone, that's what Joe does. I'd be a little surprised they went corner again, but if they wanted to remake the whole corner room and get a true slot in here, I'm not going to be angry about it. They couldn't stop the pass last year. I'd be fine with that. Dan in Levittown. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, Dan. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like the Sixers got the momentum back, baby.
Well, they certainly played like it last night. Dan, that third quarter last night was almost like a knockout punch because that game was, you know, it was back and forth the first half, and then they just didn't miss in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Joel Embiid, man, he his shot making was nice last night. He was making shots like crazy. And I guarantee he'll play like that again. I just have a feeling he's just a little out of shape. But, you know, other than that,
he gave you 41
great.
Minutes last night, he though. Did. So, like, he getting in better shape now.
Five of seven from three.
You know, being angry, being pissed off, though, kind of helps motivate you. That's a hell of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. I was telling my wife, he looks like he's sick, though. Like, you know, his hair doesn't look like faded. And you would think that he would try to look like a superstar. He just does not care.
So,
at
Dan,
all anymore.
Well, he is ill, actually. I don't know if you saw or heard. So, he has Bell's palsy right now.
He's been dealing with an ailment.
That's why his eye is all kind of messed up and his face looks a little off. I'm not sure about the hair part of it, but there's a reason for it. He's got a virus. Dan, man, we appreciate the phone call. So,
Is it a virus?
It's a virus, Bell's palsy.
See, I didn't know that. That's why I didn't know it was a virus.
So I think it could be medicated. I'm sure he's taking something to try to help move this thing along so it gets out of his system. But it's like the ultimate Sixers Embiid thing. Like on the night he goes for the best playoff game he's ever had, we find out it was after the game. Wojnarowski put it out that he's dealing with Bell's palsy. I mean, they've known he didn't want it public, but this I mean, stuff gets
out. And that's
out.
Why he's been wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, like I said, like there were a lot of people that posted videos of him and his eye and what it looked like. And people were wondering why he had his head down and was wearing glasses and whatnot. Now we have all those answers. I mean, it's for one guy to have so many things every year go wrong for
crazy.
Him, man.
It is.
It's crazy. And, you know, I know this is probably not going to change nothing for anybody. But to go, like, I can't imagine going out there playing with not knowing how your body's going to respond. Because he, like, for the most part, from what I understand about Bell palsy, is you can't control certain parts of your body. Like, you could see because it was one time where his eye would close and it would just do whatever it wanted to do. To have all that going on and you're trying to fight through a game, that had to be tough.
So he said it started about a day or two before the Miami play-in game. So he's been dealing with this thing for over a week now. And, I mean, I knew something was really off with his eye and the whole thing when he missed four free throw shots in one of the games in New York. He never misses free throw shots. I mean, that just, I was like, what? That's weird. I mean, obviously, I had no idea this was it, but you kind of knew something was off. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Rasheem in North Philly, who is pumped today. What's up, Rasheem?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What are you thinking?
Good. I'm going to give Joel Embiid a shout out, man. That man is a warrior. It's unfortunate. Every year he has to deal with an injury. Yes, you know. I guess a lot of people may, you know, judge him based off that, but he's probably one of the most talented players I have ever seen. Man, for this man to still, you know, for this man to put up 50 points on one leg, whereas his sight vision as far as, like, being able to, like to control probably where exactly he wants to look at and to drop 50 points on down 0-2, man, it was like all due respect to that man because he don't get as much love in the city as I think he deserves, but big shout-out to Joel.
Well, he deserves it. Special night last night, Rasheem. And you know, that was the series. I mean, if they lose that, it's over. They're not coming back from 0-3. And now they have life because he played great.
You know what, man? I'm about tired of Tobias Harris, man. Like, I can't wait until this season is over so he can pack his bags and leave, man. He is, like, it's to the point now, like, he doesn't even make me mad no more because I know what to expect. You know, you know 48 minutes, 5 points. 0-for-3 from three, like terrible defense, not closing out on Jalen Brunson. Like he is probably one of the dumbest basketball players I have ever seen, man. Like it started, he needs to go. Like he makes so much money that he has to play. But besides that, like I can't wait till he's out of here. And the draft last night, I love the pick, you know. If you just watch the tape and if you just watch like his movement skills, he's 6 foot, he's strong, he's fast, his loyalty to actually stay with Toledo. Nick Saban said he was the number one corner portal prospect and had huge NIL deals, but turned it down because he wanted to stay at Toledo. So the talent and the high character is there, man. So, you know, and then he's with a great organization. So I love the pick.
I look, Rasheem, he checked all the boxes. The only one he didn't is the school he played at, but that's not really his fault. I'm with you. I like the loyalty part of it. Rasheem, we appreciate it. I like that he stayed loyal to Toledo. If you asked me, like, would I have preferred he ended up at Alabama so I could have watched him cover Malik Nabers? Yeah, I mean, I think
– you wanted to see him play against higher talent.
But if he did that and excelled, he wouldn't have been there for the 22nd pick. I mean,
he'd have been gone.
He was the 22nd pick playing at Toledo. So if he ended up at Alabama and he excelled there, he probably wouldn't have been available to the Philadelphia Eagles there. I mean, that's just part of it. All right, we've given our reaction here. Let's start hearing from some reaction to people around the NFL. Lewis Riddick, who is always very opinionated on ESPN about prospects, about players. We know he used to be in front offices, obviously here with the Eagles. Here's Lewis Riddick on the pick last night. Riddick on Quinyon Mitchell.
Let's live in a world where the Eagles do want a corner here. Lewis, which one should they take?
The guy on your screen right there, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Talked to Jason Candle, texted back and forth with him. I've been to Toledo before, spoke to their football team. He vouches for this kid without any hesitation. As good of a player as he is, and he dominated down at the Senior Bowl, he is a better person. He's a pro. He is ready to handle the responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick in the National Football League. And he's got all the skills. All the skills. He's big. He can run, press off, finish, interceptions. He can do it all.
You know what I like about all that? I mean, he brought up his skill set.
Like?
But I like that he said he's a pro. Like, he carries himself already with the way he worked like a pro before he even gets
ethic.
Here.
Yeah. Because this is the reality of playing in the NFL. There's going to be a lot that you're going to have to learn. And the one thing that you can't do is sulk about it. I remember going to my first one-on-ones, and I remember vividly how I was there, and it was a bunch of guys from big schools that were I was going up against. And we were in training camp, and this is when you just wore the helmets and everything. And I remember the first training camp, and it's on a rookie card. The first training camp I went to, dude jacked me up. Like, because they were like, oh, this young cat, he's from a small school. He's a nobody, yada, yada, yada. And it's on a rookie card where dude got me just stood straight up and my head all up in the air. No, not that one. It's another one. One of my rookie cards, man. And after that, I gave, like, every practice, I gave those dudes the business, even if we had on pass. So it's a mentality. That's the one
I found
right
it.
There. That's the one
I'm
right
searching
there,
Hugh Douglas rookie cards here on eBay.
Yeah,
you
got
to send it to me so I can post it.
He gave me the business.
Yeah, he got stood up.
But, Joe, after that, I let everybody named Mama have it. I went in there with an attitude. You got to – like, you have to have that kind of attitude, especially when you know that there are a lot of people out there looking at you thinking that you don't belong here.
Idea, Kyle, order all these, expense them, we're going to give them away as prizes. Hugh Douglas rookie card.
I love it. I love it.
So let me ask you this, because we just heard Lewis Riddick saying Quinyon's a pro coming into the NFL. Were you a pro, or did you have to learn to be one?
I had to learn how to be a pro. Like I said, my second year in, I was overweight. Like, I came back to get training camp, I was overweight.
You were fluffy.
Yeah, I was super fluffy. I was super fluffy. But I had to learn that. But my first year, I came in with a chip on my shoulder. I came in because I knew – like, you know how when you walk into a room and you know everybody's talking about you because they're looking at you and they're like, dog, we drafted this cat.
From Central State?
Dude, that's
Are you
all
kidding?
I heard. Like, yes, I heard that a lot. So I had an attitude. And it was really, like, it really showed in one-on-ones, man. Because like I said, I got jacked up. The very first one-on-one I did, I got jacked up.
215-592-9494. Ryan is up next. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. What are you feeling?
Oh, I am feeling great. First of all, happy Friday, and this pick excites me. I love it.
Well, it's exciting a lot of people, Ryan. Two things hit me. One, they didn't have to trade up. You know, if they had to surrender one of their 2 second-round picks, they'd be like, all right, they got a player, but it changes the draft. The fact that they got to sit there, Ryan, and Howie read the board correctly, and they got the number one corner, that's an awesome job by him.
Howie Rosen read this like a genius. I think the biggest thing that I'm happy about, obviously you just said it, is that we didn't have to trade up. I think Jacksonville trading down was the biggest thing. However, I think they were set on Arnold. So I think even if they stayed there, we would have got our guy anyways. But I think this pick is just, it's masterful. There's a lot of first-round talent in the second round, and we have two picks in that round. If we need, we can trade up and get whoever we want if we think you know, the two linebackers, Trotter Jr. and Ejiri and Cooper. I would love one of those guys.
Totally. Yeah, I'm looking right now. So I'm looking at the best available. There's at least the top three, Cooper DeJean, Jerzon Newton, Kool-Aid, and even Adonai Mitchell. All of them we saw in the first round of these mocks. You're right. I mean, there's good players there, Ryan, for tonight. So I love that they have two picks. Ryan, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, the fact that they didn't have to trade up and they have two picks tonight, this could change the whole draft for the Eagles because they could get two starting level players tonight. They've had so much success in the second round over the years. Jalen Hurts, Zach Ertz. I mean, you go back to Dak a million years ago. Miles Sanders.
Yeah,
they do well in the second round.
Yeah, and it's some players out there to your point that had first round grades that didn't go in the first round, and so you are going to still get quality players at 50 and 53.
Well, and they also could move around. Like if they, I'm not saying they're going to do this, but if they loved a player tonight, like right away, they could use those picks to move up. Like Howie's got ammunition tonight to move around in this draft starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Anthony, up next on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Good, Anthony. What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. I woke up headache-free this morning. No punching the wall.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Philadelphia sports last night. Oh, man, it was great.
And those nights are rare, Anthony. Like Kyle said at the beginning, he expected someone to disappoint him. It didn't happen.
I feel like we're due soon now.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it out loud.
I mean, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit there, I'm going to enjoy it while it's good. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Kelly Oubre, too, last night. Because we talking about Joel and the 50, and that was definitely a great performance. But I like the way that the other guys set in into those positions that you expect them to play. You know, when things are getting a little loose, those guys that you know you need to use your skill set to tighten it up, you know? And last night, you seen that come together. That's what we needed to do, you know. I mean, you know what? We're not going to go over the spilled milk thing. I mean, like I said, I'm going to enjoy the piece of this morning. But, yeah, like I said, it's just a good thing to see the guys. Like, you know, when you pick these guys up and you're looking at certain skill sets and what they bring to the court and what they bring to the team, and when you see them actually press the gas on those things and it comes out for a win, and a big win like that, it just feels good, man, all the way around.
Yeah, it does, Anthony. You're right about that. Oubre last night, good phone call, 15.7 rebounds. That, like, I don't need more than that. He gives them 15-7. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. That's great. And I said under the circumstances, that's exactly what we need from you, bro. You stepped up when you had to. Let's just keep this train going. Now, we need 3 more of these things. I don't think it's going to go in 7. I think it's going
to
be 6.
I know you do. Well, they got it. Well, the next one's the most important one then. Get this thing to 2-2. You know, sometimes we overcomplicate things. We talk about why this team wins or why they lose. Last night, the Sixers out-rebounded the Knicks, and they hit more threes. I mean, it's really not that hard. In the first 2 games, the Knicks out-rebounded the Sixers, and they hit just as many or more threes. Last night, the threes went down. And I know, like, we're feeling positive and good. I wish they would take Tobias Harris's name off the box score so I don't have to look at it.
8.
8?
Well,
he's stumped.
I mean, listen.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
for what he's been in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
If he's been nothing in the playoffs, he's been consistent.
He was their sixth leading scorer last night. Sixth.
Why are you looking at me like that, Kyle? I'm just saying.
Did you just try to like a sugarcoat Tobias Harris by calling him consistent? He's consistently terrible.
First of all, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying. He's been, like, since the playoffs has started.
Trash.
He's been awful. He's been 78 points a game.
So bad.
I'm not saying he hasn't been bad, right, but he's been consistent.
Consistently bad.
That's how you want to play it. No.
That's what it is.
He gives you 8 points.
I don't want
to. At some point at night in one of these games, those 8 points are going to be meaningful.
Can we say he's been consistently bad?
Yes. Okay, that's fine. If that's what you want to go,
No. That's what it is.
We need to stop dancing around. If we don't have those 8 points, this is a different game.
I am trying to get you to say that he's bad.
Someone else would have scored them.
Just say he's been bad, please, for my own sanity.
Please, we need it.
Hey, he's been bad.
There
Thank
it is. 215-592.
You know I got to put a positive. Perspective on all this,
but
man.
We have so much not with Tobias. We have so much real to be positive
right.
about.
We don't need to make it up about Tobias.
If we don't have those 8 points, this is a different game. I don't care what y'all say.
Someone else scores them. It's all right. We'll get right back to your reaction here from last night. The Eagles pick Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback out of Toledo, and more. There it is. And more into Embiid's night, what it means for the series outlook, and some audio from Shaquille O'Neal postgame about Embiid's wild night. The ups, the downs, that's next. Your phone call as well as the Midday Show on Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.